This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, October 11th. The Port of Galveston is expecting a record cruise year in 23. There are 362 scheduled voyages from the port next year, a new record in Galveston's 22-year history as a home port. And over 1 million cruise passengers are also expected to pass through the city, breaking the previous record that was set in 2019, just before the industry shut down. Royal Caribbean and Carnival will have the most ships based in Galveston, followed by Princess, Disney, and NCL. It'll also mark the first full year that Royal Caribbean's brand new terminal will be open, which is scheduled to welcome its new ship next month. And Norwegian Cruise Line's newest ship completed her inaugural sailing from the United States this week. Prima, the first of her class, did a four-night sailing from New York City to Halifax. And in speaking to media, NCL's president Harry Summer said the company got the ship 97% right. No word on what 3% changes that he would have made to make the 100% mark. Norwegian Viva, the next ship of the six planned vessels in the class, is set to welcome guests next summer. And finally, Viking's first U.S.-based river ship, the brand new Viking Mississippi, had to cancel her current sailing mid-cruise due to low levels on the Mississippi River. The vessel departed on a planned 14-night cruise from New Orleans to St. Paul, Minnesota on October 1st. On October 3rd, the ship's course was halted when a nearby barge became grounded on the riverbed. Viking Mississippi was forced to stay in one place for about a full day. Then on October 6th, when the ship crossed into Arkansas, guests were told the cruise had to be cut short. The ship docked just north of Greenville, Mississippi, and guests were disembarked and bused 2 hours to Memphis, Tennessee to fly home. The cause of the disruption, the northern Mississippi River is seeing lower than usual levels of rain for this time of year. The October 15th sailing on Viking Mississippi from St. Paul, Minnesota has also been canceled. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 5.7%, 6.38. Royal Caribbean down 6%, 40.99. And Norwegian down 8%, 11.88. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here aboard Carnival Ecstasy on its very last sailing, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio.